Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Gary. Welcome to the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm hoping you all are having a great day. It's pretty gloomy here in Philadelphia as I'm recording this. It's raining. It's one of those foggy, gloomy days. But hey, you know, what can you do? You have to take the seasons as they come, right? So, you know, I've had, in life, you know, you have to deal with things. I say, you know, you got to deal with the punches the way they're thrown at you. And, you know, my brother, I mean, like, I have a group of friends that we're so close that it's brothers. It's not, you know, the friendship has been surpassed and now it's like, you know, blood couldn't make us any closer. And, you know, my one brother, you know, which, you know, I'm praying for him and hope he's going to be okay. But, you know, he had to basically get rushed to the hospital. Now, this is a 35-year-old man, you know, in the prime of his life. And, you know, we all have... You know, he had to end up going to the hospital, and I'm not 100% sure and clear yet, because he's still there, you know, they doing tests and things like that. But, I mean, I'm saying all that to say, you know, relationship is probably the most important currency that we have. Relationship is very vital. Relationships are important. It nurtures you. It helps you to move. Relationship does a lot of things that we take for granted. And, you know, it gave me kind of the thought for this episode because without relationship, some of us might not even know who we are. Some of our friendships and relationships built the very person that we are today. You know, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, what is it all about? You know, in life, you know, we have people who bicker and complain about the most minute things. You know, we have people who are unappreciative of the grace and the life that God did give them. And it made me evaluate my relationship with my closest friends because I don't know what I would do without my group of guys. I mean, yeah, I'm a survivor, yeah, all that's good, but when you really care about people, you know, my level of empathy for my brothers is second to none. Is you know, it's genuine, it's unique, it's authentic. And seeing my brother, you know, I FaceTimed him and seeing him in the hospital. Now, I've been in a hospital, you know, and I didn't take it as serious. Just simply because, you know, I'm the type that, you know, oh, I'm gonna be alright, you know, I'm gonna be cool, you know, but, you know, it's, you know, I think what the point I'm trying to convey or get across is we have to stop taking advantage of the life that we are given. You know, we have to stop complaining about the minute things. We have to stop bickering and being ungrateful. And I'm just talking in generality. You know, I'm just talking. Just this is the way I feel. This is the vein that I'm in today. And, you know, we have to start talking and feeling, you know, we have to start being more empathetic to people's situations. Like my brother, He works two jobs 5 days a week. And I'm talking about he worked 12 hours at one job. He gets off for maybe about, let's say, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then he goes to another job. Excuse me. You know, like, like that's admirable. Things like that, like you don't, like they don't make men like that no more. Like, yeah, I work like a madman, you know. And you know, I don't like to throw it up in nobody's face or nothing like that. But I think, you know, basically what I'm just saying in this podcast episode today is we have to be appreciative to the lives that we are connected to. You know, we have to be appreciative for the people that has been put in our lives and have come across our paths, and you know, we've built, you know, friendships, relationships with. You know, some of us may have, and this is, you know, this is just something I'm just speaking, and maybe you may take it and say, you know what, I'm going to do that. Or maybe you'd be like, oh, that dude don't know what he's talking about. And I mean, whatever way you take it, you know, you take it. But, you know, we all have maybe family members, friends, acquaintances that we so-called are beefing with. You know, like, you know, people that once were dear to our hearts were very close to us, and we don't even talk anymore because, you know, some kind of a disagreement or some nonchalant version of a beef or whatever you want to call it. Beef is just a word that they use when you have disagreements with people. And I suggest, you know, I urge you all, and that's not the situation I'm going through with my brother or any of my brothers, to be totally honest. We all in good spaces right now. But I just, you know, if you are going through something with someone that was once near and dear to your heart, just fix it. You know, you might have a family member that talked bad about you, or you might have a family member that did something wrong to you, that might have stolen money or, you know, whatever the situation may be. You might be experiencing that in your life, and you feel like, oh, you know, I don't have to make up with them. I don't have to be their friend. I don't have to call them. But I urge you to get out of that mindset. I urge you, I push you to refocus and rethink the possibilities of what could happen. And none of us wants to live in regret. I've seen too many movies, and we've probably all know someone that was going through a disagreement, aka a beef, and the person, you know, sorry to say, but the person might have died, or the person may have, you know, lost their life, or whatever the case may be, and you didn't get a chance to make that situation right. You know, real maturity says that I can be the bigger person and forgive you for something I didn't even do. You know what? Sometimes it takes real maturity to push the pendulum. Sometimes it takes real maturity to shift the paradigm and kick the attitude out of the window and say, you know what? Regardless of whatever happened, we can't lay down and close our eyes another day without making this right. You know, like I have some people that I feel like mishandled me in certain places. And I'm telling you, like, I've done things wrong, and I've had wrong done to me. And I don't allow it to control me. I don't allow it to fester and build and erode the person that I am. I'm genuine, kind-hearted, loving, at least supportive, at least to the best of my abilities. And I just want everybody just to think, if you listen to this and you get a chance, or you have this, this could be something that's going on in your life, just fix it. And if the person don't agree to the fix, then you go ahead and live your life. But you, at least you will have the testimony or the ability to say, you know what? I tried, they rejected it. Now I can move on. I can wash my hands. Like the Italians, you can wash your hands of it. Listen, this is just me spilling my heart out to you guys. And it's crazy because I don't have this kind of issue with nobody, at least that I can think of. But listen, you know, if this is you, if this spoke to your situation, send a text, send an email. You know, everybody is not good with face-to-face conflicts or situations, or, you know, facing things, you know, face-to-face. And that's all right. But, you know, like, you don't want the worst. You don't want something really bad to happen and you didn't get the opportunity to fix whatever the case may be. Relationship is probably the most important thing we have in this world. Relationship. God ordained the family. The most important thing God created was the family. Friendship, relationship, all of that is rooted and connected to family. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, my friendships are so dope that, and we've been kicking it for so long that my friends, these guys who are my best of friends, I don't even call them friends. They're brothers. And if you got a situation with someone that was once a brother, a sister, a mentor, even a relationship, even a lover, and the things didn't end right or didn't end well, listen, I urge you to fix it. You know, be the bigger person. Fix it and watch how enriched your life would be afterwards. This is the Stirring the Pot podcast. We're stirring the pot. Just go fix it. Listen, I hope you all have a great day. This is just a few thoughts that I had spilling out my heart to you guys. I love you. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.